Honorable Minister of Finance deadline. We took it, we was taken by surprise, but we took it very seriously and we responded to it. Again, we recognized the challenge that was placed before the government. We did not say, that's your problem, deal with it. Absolutely not. We did not take that approach, an approach that we will never take. What we did, however, I'm reiterating, we would have committed to come back with a proposal, which we did, to deal with that seemingly insurmountable challenge. And therefore, we are humbly requesting that at this point, that the best way forward is for this issue, our latest proposal, to go before this independent cabinet-appointed committee so that they can scrutinize thoroughly all of the areas and determine if we had come up short or if indeed we had met all of the requirements, which this morning we are saying with confidence that we would have met all of the requirements. This issue, this acquisition process, has been a long and winding one. It is one that is very complex, but it is also a task that we were very much up to, a task that we overcame. And every area of concern thus far would have been addressed. And you would recall me on many occasions saying to you, the public of Trinidad and Tobago, that we would have met all of the requirements. You would have seen just a while ago, and for posterity, we would have brought back that, because we don't want people to forget what was said, what was agreed to. We would have brought back that, and the minister confirmed that we would have met all of these requirements. So we were taken, like you, we were taken by surprise yesterday,